Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn in the scriptures this morning to the book of Psalms, Psalm 34. We've been on a series we've called The Goodness of God. You hear a lot of times people say God is good, and He is. But then some of the same folks will turn around and try to tell you God did something bad. There's a lot of confusion about this. In Psalm 34, and verse 8, it says, oh, we preached on that, didn't we? Oh. So what did you preach? Well, go find out. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Is He good, saints? Is He good? Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Oh, taste and see. Today's English version says it like this. Find out for yourself how good the Lord is. Well, that's why you taste. You only want to hear for so long somebody bragging about how good the casserole is. That casserole, you ain't never had a casserole like that. Oh, my word. How long you want to hear that? Now, what do you say pretty quick after that? Well, let me have some. Is that right? Let me find out for myself. We are not supposed to know how good the Lord is vicariously through other people's experiences and testimonies. Thank God for them. Let them inspire you. But you got to find out for yourself. Honey, child, is that right? You got to find out for yourself. Somebody say, I'm finding out for myself. Finding out for myself. What? What you finding out? How good He is. Is He good? Is He good? Is He good? Psalm 119, 68 says, you are good and you do good. Teach me your statutes. And you find this is talking about relative to good. Listen to the Living Bible, and you'll find the language in the original supports this in more than one verse that it doesn't show up in the King James. He says, you are good and do only good. And the Message says it like this, you are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. We ought to say that out loud. Tell the Lord. You are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness. Hallelujah. Now we camped on that about Him being only good. Psalm 73:1, don't turn there, but it says the same kind of thing. Only good. Only good. God does not have a dark side. He does not have a mean streak. We saw that good comes out of good and evil comes out of evil. And man, there are all kind of teachings in theology schools right now. There are all kind of doctrines that are listed, variations of it in different denominations that attribute evil to God. Well, if God is doing good and evil, what's wrong with us doing good and evil? We'd just be acting like Him. And how could He judge us for evil if evil's in Him too? It's just not true. He is good. He is all good. He's only good. He's always good. Does anybody believe it? If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, It's not God. It's not Him. 1 Timothy 4:4, the Amplified says, everything God created is good. Everything. Is that true or not? Everything created by God is good. So we say, well, there's a lot of bad things down here. Didn't God create everything? Actually, no. He didn't create everything. Now, when you say that, you get some people get upset. But it's the same thing as we talked about. God is in control. Well, what do you mean by that? Well, He's controlling everything. That's not true. That's just not true. Everything that's happening is somehow God. It's not true. I said it's not true. God did not decide whether you ate cornflakes or Raisin Bran today. Or whatever it was you got. That was your choice. And because men have the ability to choose, they can choose wrong. The Bible said, listen to this, Ecclesiastes 7:29, complete Jewish says, God made human beings upright, but they have devised many schemes. They have, easy to read says, God made people good, but they have found ways to be bad. Wow. See, being created in the likeness and image of God means we have creative ability. And the Bible refers to people who are inventors of evil things. Amen. People have used the creative power God gave them to create evil. So God didn't create that. It was a distortion and perversion of what He made. Everything God made was good when He made it. Come on, can you see this? Yes. Anybody read Genesis? Yes. I mean the first part. God made this and it was good. He made this and it was good. He made this and it was good. I'm quoting scriptures. He made this and it was good. He made this and it was good. He made this and it was good. And the seventh time it said, He looked at everything He made and it was very good. Can you look at AIDS and cancer and say, behold, it is very good? It was not a part of God's original creation. Can you look at people starving to death and violence, people killing each other and say, behold, it is very good? No, God didn't create that. I said He didn't create that. And so you got people talking, well, I don't know why God's doing all this. He's not. Now He's got a plan. Hallelujah. And before it's all done, it's going to be fixed. Hallelujah, new heavens, new earth, no curse, no death, no pain. Amen. Anybody looking forward to it? Yes. But all of the evil and darkness that's in the world right now is not God's doing. Amen.
That's right.
The only thing that ever came out of God is good, 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 and more good. Do you believe it?
I do.
Every good and perfect gift has come from Him.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
What did Jesus say? The thief comes not, but for to steal and kill and destroy. If it stole something from you, it killed something in your life, it destroyed something in your life, it wasn't God, it was the thief. I know that sounds simple, but how many know a lot of people are confused about that? God didn't make the devil.
Amen.
I wonder why God made the devil. He didn't.
Right.
He created a perfect anointed cherub.
Amen.
That covered. Yes. Let me read this to you from Ezekiel 28. Ezekiel 28 in verse 14. He said, you are the anointed cherub that covers. I've set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You've walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until iniquity was found in you.
Amen.
The devil, who was not the devil at that time, the anointed cherub that covered, he used the creative ability God gave him to serve him with and formed evil. And fathered, engendered lying. Who's the father of lying? It couldn't come from God. It's impossible for God to lie. And didn't Jesus say in John, Satan, he is a liar and he's the father of lying. Who fathered lying? The devil did, not God. Nothing false or deceptive ever came out of God. Listen to it. It says, talking about the one who is the devil now. He said, you were perfect in your ways from the day of your being produced until perversity was found in you. The easy to read says, you were good and honest when I created you. Then you became evil.
Wow. Amen.
And that's what happened with men. God created Adam and Eve perfect. Is that right?
That's right.
And then before too long, after the fall, the whole earth was filled with corruption and violence. And the Lord said that the men had corrupted themselves.
Amen.
He didn't do it.
That's right.
I said he didn't do it.
Amen.
How many know we must stop blaming God for the evil in this earth?
Yes.
It's blasphemous.
Yes.
I said it's blasphemous.
Yes.
What is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? They were calling the works of the Holy Spirit through Jesus' life the works of the devil. Isaiah said, woe to him that calls evil good and good evil. If God says it's good, it's good.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Continuing talking about the devil in verse 16 in the Living Bible, he said, your great wealth filled you with internal turmoil and you sinned. Verse 17 says, your heart was lifted up because of your beauty and you corrupted your wisdom. Who corrupted it?
He did.
He did. So I said all that to say God is good and He's only good. We talked about this to begin with. I'm reviewing just a little bit. 1 John 1:5. 1 John 1:5 says God is light and in Him is what? No darkness at all. Listen to these other scriptures. The Amplified says there's no darkness in Him at all, not in any way. The Complete Jewish says God is light. There's no darkness in Him, none. The Message says God is light. I like this. God is light, pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.